News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here's an interview that I didn't think was going to happen. It was just going to be a personal stop for me on Sunday evening heading back home. Was on the newly expanded Interstate 35 and pulled off at West. Wanted to check out, pun intended, I guess, since West is a Czech-dominated community, the new Parker's Park. This is the West City Park that blew up across the railroad tracks when the fertilizer plant exploded a couple of years ago. Parker's Park, named for the young man whose father was a city secretary and a volunteer firefighter, lost his life during the aftermath of the explosion. You'll hear in the background lots of activity, maybe 20 people playing, watching their kids and grandkids at the park on a Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. But then I heard a familiar voice, and that familiar voice turned out to be the mayor of West, Tommy Muska. Had the opportunity to visit with the mayor about the continuing rebuilding effort since the explosion in April 2013.
Well, what are you doing here this afternoon on Sunday?
I'm just enjoying a dry Sunday.
How long has it been since you've been interviewed by somebody? For a while there, it was probably every day.
Well, back last year it was like every day, but now it's come and gone now, but it's we're doing good here in West. I'm glad to report that.
The park here has been open now a couple of months, if I recall, and again, you know, I picked a good day to come because the rain. I think this is probably the first or second decent day people to come out.
Yes, yeah, this was open right up to the anniversary, April 17th, that same week. It's dedicated by the City of West and given to the City of West by Parker's Park, which is an organization that raised about $200,000 to build the park that you have here now. And then we're working with other people to get the courts ready and then bringing the bathrooms and the pavilions. So we're working on that with our engineer now.
Well, this is a great symbol and a well-used symbol, looks like, already of the comeback that's taking place. Tell us about some of the other pieces of the comeback that we can see driving up and down the streets, as well as some of the pieces that we can't see.
Well, what you can't see is infrastructure, and that's we're getting a lot of the sewer and water pipes in the north side of town put in the ground, and obviously there's a lot of construction on Reagan Street and north side of town because you have to tear out the street to put the sewer and the pipes in. Those are the pipes that were broken or damaged by the explosion, but that project is moving along. That started in January, and that's about a year. It's going to be about a year and a half, about 17-month project, but we're well on our way there.
And I want to butt in only because everybody expected damage before you guys started tearing things up. I'm sure once you saw when things got excavated, the damage was there.
Yeah, we've had water leaks out the gazoo. I mean, and it's obviously, you know, the ground shook that day, and it shook a lot of the old steel pipes. And so that's what we're fixing on this side of town. The school is coming up. It's on its second story. That year, I think, expect May of next year to be in there or be complete. The nursing home is complete this month. And so that's 120 residents. We'll be welcoming them back to West this summer as we bring them in, you know, two or three at a time, you know, depending on the process there. But we're really excited about having about 100 employees come back home, but also have 120 residents come back to the city, come back home.
And what's been the attitude? What's been the spirit?
Well, the spirit's great. I mean, we've got new homes, you know, built. You know, so the spirit of these people in West, the citizens are, you know, they're resilient. They are the most resilient people that I think you'll ever find. And obviously, you know, it shows. We've got the neighborhood back. We're proceeding with getting close to where we were as far as our property values. We're not there just yet. Next year, most likely, we'll exceed what we were pre-explosion. But we're working. You know, these people are some good, hard-working Czech people and good Texans, and that's what it takes here.
I don't know if you've been keeping track of how many new families, new residents are coming in or thinking about doing that.
Well, we haven't. We've lost a few, but we've lost a few because of just the nature of the explosion. We had a lot of older people that went to assisted living, went to nursing homes, that did not move back. But I see when the school was built, and it's hard to have somebody come build a home in your town when you have a high school that's a temporary building. But when that new school is built, I think we're going to have a huge influx of people that want to come to a brand new school, want to come to a brand new nursing home, state of the art. Both of them will be state of the art, and I think we will see an influx of people in the coming year, and we're excited about that. We're excited about Interstate 35 being complete through West.
In fact, I saw that you guys had a celebration that, yes. Unfortunately, I came through that night instead of that afternoon, and well, I mean, that's another piece of the puzzle.
That was a huge part. There's three lanes all the way through West. Beautiful exits and on ramps. Very safe. That's what TxDOT wants. Great front door to the city by the check stop there on Interstate 35 and Oak Street. That's our front door. That's our it's a very welcoming area and very nice and neat. And so we're real proud about that and proud of TxDOT for completing that project on time. And so that's exciting for the West as well.
How much of the rebuilding has been parallel to things like making sure the front door with the TxDOT project is all in sync and you're trying to make this one big present with a bow tie on it?
Well, we've been blessed with the opportunity from the Catholic Charities in St. Vincent de Paul to have some very, 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 very smart people that would come to our aid and help us with infrastructure, economic development, and a lot of that stuff. And so we were very blessed to be put on a pedestal like that and to be given the opportunity to look at the zoning for the city and look into the future. And so we're working diligently on that aspect as well. So not only will the city be rebuilt, but, I see a lot of economic development, in the years to come here.
Lots of assistance from lots of different places. Just wrapped up, as far as I know, the legislative session. What, if anything, came through the legislative session, and what, if anything, is going to be requested in Austin?
Well, the governor's got a bill on his desk to sign, and that's the ammonium nitrate bill. It will be safer. It's not perfect, but it does combine agribusiness and safety, a better way of storing ammonium nitrate, some better rules and regulations. The TCEQ will be in charge of it instead of the Texas Health Department, and so I think you'll have some more teeth there to actually inspect some of these pieces and these fertilizer plants. We don't have any ammonium nitrate in the county right now, but that may change down the road. But that's a big important part of the legislature. Obviously, our funding came for the budget last year. We're working diligently and quickly to complete those projects, and then after this we get the park going. I think we may finally get there. It's not there yet, but we're working there, and so we just want everybody to keep praying for us and come see us in West.
Well, and I want to wrap up with there was also a lot of volunteer assistance the last couple of years. What, if anything, else can we do for those of us who are outside of West to come in and help you?
Well, we have some VISTA program, which is through MCC, and that is about 17 students working here this summer. But there's a lot, there's always something to do in West, and if you want to, you could always call City Hall and get you in touch with the long-term recovery. They're now focused more on economic development now because they've now dispersed all their funds to the needy people. So we're just trying to get back to our new normal.
Last thing, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. My family's doing fine, and I'm just proud to be a citizen of West and to serve in this capacity.
Thanks again to Tommy Muska, the mayor of West, for the update on the continuing rebuilding of their town since the fertilizer plant explosion in April 2013. And online at WTAW.com, along with this interview, are some pictures from my visit to the city park, Parker's Park. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.